some of the 26 recommendations have to do with actions the federal government can take. But what are a few of the key recommendations that can be tackled on the local level, which everyone on the commission agreed on?
Well, I think some of the first ones directly related to public safety, including increasing jail space, pushing for an immigration court right here in North Carolina, ensuring that those people that we arrest for more serious crimes who are currently illegal immigrants, make sure we prosecute them and then follow through with deportation.
And which recommendations did the commission not agree on?
Well, we disagreed on the same things that the nation agrees on. It was kind of interesting that the, especially on the national issues, the big disagreement was on whether or not there should be a pathway to legal status or to, quote, citizenship. And there was some feeling that, listen, they're already here. We need to make them legal and give them some sort of status as opposed to just pretending they're not here. But there's another argument that the minute you give legal status or citizenship, that will discourage even more people from going the legal route, and that will encourage another wave of illegal immigrants coming primarily from the South.
With dissent opinions surrounding some of these more contentious, it sounds like, immigration issues, how much authority can these recommendations have?
Well, again, I started the report to first begin a discussion, not necessarily to begin agreement, but to begin the discussion of getting the facts and trying to find out what their viable alternatives were for local, state, and federal governments. Then it's going to be up to the policymakers to make these decisions. So just because we didn't have consensus doesn't mean that policymakers cannot avoid decisions, whether it's going to be a 5-4 vote or a unanimous vote. They're going to have to make decisions. I wanted a diverse committee to review this with no preconceived notions that we'd have consensus on every issue, because I knew we'd have the same division at the local level that we do see at the national level. I did not want to be a report in which I was accused of a setup, and we didn't. In fact, I'm going to get critics from both the left and the right on this report because I had a very diverse committee of people, but it's going to be up to the mayor and council and county commissioners and school board members and the state legislature and the federal government to make some decisions and let their votes lie on the record.
So as you start trying to convince some of these people, how are you going to make the case that these recommendations are really worth following?
I don't even agree with all the recommendations, but I'm going to make the case that the elected officials can no longer avoid this issue. One reason I set this up was because of a trip I made to San Diego over a year and a half ago, in which the problem has gotten so serious there is no discussion anymore. There's only emotion. And we're about to get to that point here in Charlotte. And I think sooner or later, and sooner better than later, the elected officials at all levels of government and the business community are going to have to start working together and making the tough decisions. And again, the political cards may fall in place where it works either for or against you, but that's our job.
If, say, the city of Charlotte agrees to follow many of the commission's recommendations, but Mecklenburg County doesn't go along with it, how much headway can really be made to tackling the immigration issue here locally?
Right now, that's happening in some areas right now. The business community is following some policies. The education community is following some policies. The city and federal governments are following different policies. But you know what? None of the policymakers directed them to do that. So right now, we are having policies implemented, but the decisions were not made by the elected policymakers. So if we do have varying policies passed by the different political boards, then the voters will have the last say so at election time. And that's the way our democracy works, or our republic works, is that the decision makers should be the elected officials, not some unwritten rule that everyone's pretending doesn't exist.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you very much.